Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's December 30th, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released August 29th, 2003.
Nazarene, in answer to Wednesday's question, you mentioned that atheists sometimes wait around in the darkness for 100 years before discovering there's an afterlife. During that time, are they aware of anything at all, or in a type of spiritual hibernation? If they are aware, why don't they realize immediately that they were wrong?
How to put it into words so you can understand, Allura? Belief, even false belief, can become very, very strong. It can become overwhelming, and the need to believe what you think you believe can be desperate sometimes. That is why we have a lot of problems with people that have picked up false teachings and have an awful hard time letting go of them. What happens to the atheists is that they believe so much that there is nothing. For a while, they create nothing around them. And it takes a long time, sometimes, for that false nothing to fade away and for them to become aware of what is going on in the afterlife, and that there are other people there, and that there are kingdoms and places to go and things to do. You don't just exist in darkness forever. And they slowly come out of this and have the realization that there are things there, and they go looking for things and meet people and talk to people, and they begin to take part in the goings-on of the afterlife. That's the basic reason why it takes so long, Allura.
Wow! You never know what's going to happen in the afterlife, Nazarene. I'm glad they get there after all. We'll be back next week with the 50th episode of Here's Jesus.
It's hard to imagine, Allura. We've been at this for almost a year. It's time to start thinking about putting this all on CDs so people can enjoy it forever.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. If you like fiction stories filled with action and adventure, you'll love Trouble in the Past by Speaker Gerald Pauly, featuring the Ancient One and his companions, the Axeman and Durga. You can find it free online at www.voicesfromspirit.com/tp/cover.htm. We're back! Wow, Nazarene, it's hard to believe we've done over 50 episodes of Here's Jesus. I wonder how many there are with all the additions we have put in since then. Why is it that even now so many people think that you will destroy anybody that doesn't believe in you, even if they're good? We try to make them understand that this is not you, that you cannot accept evil, but you can't harm the good. Why won't they understand?
Selfishness, greed, jealousy, Allura. The Dark Ones use all these evil thoughts to divide people from each other, to separate people from each other. Hate, lust, greed. People say, I have to have my way, and if somebody won't let me have it, they're evil, so God is going to destroy them. I want this land, but somebody else has it, and they have a different religion, so God says I can kill them off and take this land and have it because I have a better religion and I believe in God in a better way. That's all it is, Laura. Greed. Selfishness and greed and lust. That's all it is. Those are the worst traits of man, and as long as man exists, there will be some that will say, oh, my religion is the only religion, my religion is the only way, and God is going to descend from heaven and wipe everybody else off the earth that doesn't believe the way I believe and give the whole earth to my kind. It is a sad thing, Allura, that people believe this way, but unfortunately, there are some that will always believe this way, because greed is so intense, and they put it into their religious beliefs.
Sad but true, Nazarene. How sad but true.
We can't save them all, Allura. We're bound to lose a few. We have to lose a few.
We'll be back again.